This is Anne Chatfield. I'm going to narrate A Few Drops of Blood, October 2001, written by Palestinian poet Rasha Mansour, which will be published in the Syndic Literary Journal. A Few Drops of Blood, October 2001. Faces were made from cheer, glee, and blessing. Hands were decorated with the traditional dark henna. Mom, Dad, aunts, sisters, brothers, friends were running around like headless chickens all day long. The windows were open to let the zagarit penetrate into the neighbors' ears. The doors dressed up to welcome the flushed and unpredictable rain. My house was as New York, noisy, crazy, busy, crowded, and unbearable. In the meantime, I was suffering from an atomic bomb in the heart. In that corner of the orphan bed, I hugged my knees to keep myself from fleeing. Talking with the four crippled walls, which were the witness to my childhood, adolescence, Bagrut, insanity, nonsense, mistakes, friendship, conflicts, love, gossips, music, books, secrets, and God. The voices behind the glass door didn't break that ceaseless conversation, but their footsteps were coming closer and closer to pull me from the past, turning off the CD of undesirable memories, freezing the oxidizing nostalgia. They were coming to disconnect me from me. 5 hours later, I was such a charming, white, authentic bride with a flushed face, which hadn't been before. That night, the hairdresser, the tailor, the cosmeticians mixed me into an appetizing souffle, leaving a mess into the sink of my eyes. People said that they enjoyed the enticing pie. Bon appetit. That night, my father sold me, cheaply. Far and away, I cost 50,000 shekels. What a deal. That night, my mother whispered softly, "Now you are a wife. So what?" But the black rain on her angelic face informed me that being a wife is putting an end to my current golden life. It is to sway with a hushed knife. That night, they pushed me into an ocean that couldn't be found by GPS. That night, my shaken body was covered by a white dress. The third finger of my left hand was arrested by the bare ring. That night, the classical bouquet I threw, still behind my back, growing and flourishing. That night, the microscopic red drops of blood turned me from the savory souffle to the dry takeaway from a princess to a trivial kind of business, from the unshakable belief to a fallen leaf, from a human to a woman, without regard for when, where, what, or how.